mind and the conscience, Titus 1:15 says, can become totally defiled. When that happens, there's really no way back. And I've often thought, too, that you can even sit in a place and hear preaching and teaching, and the same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay. If you keep listening and keep listening and keep listening and keep denying the role that your conscience plays, you're going to get very good at becoming hard. Now, let me tell you about the conscience. The conscience is not the light, okay? The conscience is the skylight through which the light shines, okay? The light is divine truth. The conscience is just the mechanism through which that truth comes. If it gets dirty, the truth doesn't come through clearly. Now, there are two ways to halt your spiritual progress. One is misinformation. You got the wrong radar. People who know me know that I live and die on the hill of the truth. I eat, sleep, and breathe the truth. The truth is my passion, written and incarnate. I can't make a separation. But the truth is everything. Not just in justification, but it's everything in sanctification. People say, why do you get so upset about the modern movements in evangelicalism? Why are you so concerned about their preaching the gospel, aren't they? Well, in some cases, maybe they are, not necessarily in all cases. But what I'm concerned about are congregations of people who've come into a minimalist understanding of the gospel and who the rest of their life are going to try to battle and live a life to the glory of God with a conscience that has no information. There isn't any radar. Nothing's coming in. So the conscience is unable to function. But I'm going to have a conscience that is literally captive to that truth. Now, in New Testament, there were no jets. So Paul talked about a ship. And he said in 1 Timothy 1, verse 19, keeping faith and a good what? Conscience. And he said, some have rejected that good conscience and the faith and suffered shipwreck. Same thing. I mean, obviously, the analogy is consistent with the first generation, but the point is you're gonna wreck the ship. If you don't know where you're going and you don't react to the proper warnings, the ancient Greeks even understood this. They had a...